How are you doing, Steve?
All right, how are you?
$199 a day.
Per person.
Per person, per park.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Ready? We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Sirleaf?
Here. We need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, January the 18th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Sirleaf?
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $31,870.66. Economic Development, $259.26. Police, $42,705.41. Fire, $4,877.86. Street, $9,246.90. Parks, $4,044.97. Public Health and Safety, $2,014.83. Police and Fire Commission, $264. Garbage, $48.20. Cemetery, $2,450.38. Water Operations, $59,805.48. Sewer Operations, $5,178.13.
Water Deposits, $300. Clinton Sanitary District, $52,074.39. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $484,242.52.
Thank you. You got a motion, Tom, to approve the bills and payroll?
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I second.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Sirleaf?
Yes. Anybody here to address the council this evening? If you would, state your name and look. Address for the
404 Brown Street, Clinton, Illinois.
Thank you.
I came before the council this evening for several reasons. Commissioner Wise stated in one of the meetings, if you had any questions, come up here. You guys had the answers. Do you recall that?
I do.
Okay. 3 years ago, I came up and addressed the council pertaining to prevailing wage. And I just sat back and waited for 3 years. I've lived in the same neighborhood roughly 50 years, on and off. My folks have lived there. I was there every day. You see a lot that goes on. Sitting on my folks' porch having coffee, mowing the yard. I own two properties at one end, one at the other. Pay a lot of attention. If you think that gas incident was the only time, it's not. I just said to myself, after 3 years, I would come up and address this council. And I'd look at some certain things. It ain't hard. You stated the purpose was they went and got a boat that day, come back, put fuel in that truck. I'm not dealing with hearsay. Everything I have is documents. Go into windows, out the windows, whatever you want to call it. Documents. That boat was picked up a month and 5 days previous. On that day, Commissioner Ballinger put fuel in his truck. If you look at all the documents, all of them, just for 1 year alone, 186 gallons of fuel. But it states that it goes in a fire truck. Do you have an answer for that? Do you have an answer for that?
You're asking me the question on the incident that I am privy to. The one incident that you brought forward, and that is what I responded to.
Okay, what
documents? I knew that that was the incident that you had documented, that you had called the police department about, and that I gave an answer on the one and only piece of information that I had.
Where'd you get that information?
You brought it up. You brought it into the thing. Danny never, ever denied that he put gas in it on that incident.
Okay.
And that was what was told and interpreted as the day that we, that was the boat, that was when we picked it up. That was my information.
You said you want it brought out in the public eye.
Yes. And but that's what I, and that's what you're asking me. You asked me what I commented on. Okay. Now, is that not correct?
That's correct.
And that is exactly what I commented on.
Is that what
Nothing
happened?
Else.
Is that what happened?
That is the information that I had on that particular day, and that was the only time that it was ever documented. That was a red pickup truck. Danny never, ever denied it. He came right up and said, I put gas in my truck on that day at that time. That was never a discussion. But now the other thing that you bring up that you said was put in, okay, have you got or anybody else have documented proof? I mean, because you look at this, is there pictures? Is there a person or is there anybody else that is backing and saying that every time that you say that that gas was put in there was in Danny's truck?
Not every time, but there's multiple times that, that this has been
but
documented.
I do not know that.
Okay.
I'm only giving you on the information that I was given on that particular day, on that particular incident, and I gave you an answer. Everybody can mess up. Everybody can have
But what's this paid show? What's it show? It don't show that it goes in his truck. It shows it goes into a fire truck.
It says it goes into a gas-driven vehicle.
No. No. If you look... If you look at the documents, you want to see them?
I've got them right here.
Do you?
I've got them right here.
9053. What's that?
The number on his is his card.
No.
Right?
No. No. Look at the very last sheet of this book. Vehicle number 9053. Vehicle 9053 is a 2015 Ford F-350. Registered Fire Department, Clinton, Illinois, 61727 for billing purposes.
Okay. And on the given day that you and that we had the report on, what was that number on that particular day that was on this sheet?
9053. Would you like for me to show you? Save you some time?
I'm trying to look it up. Yeah, show me. Show me where you're at.
Right there, last page. 9053. Driver. Dan Ballinger. 1017. Day. Very last sheet.
I see the sheet. I got that one, but I'm looking up something else here.
It's all in there. But with government, it all runs on documents. That's how you got proof of anything you do. While you're looking for that, I'll address something else. Go ahead. Or did you get it? So, I looked into certain things. Not too hard, you just follow patterns. I fully requested the haunted house for the fire department. 12/21, 2021, I get all the man hours for the haunted house. On the first day, 10/8 of 21, it shows 12 man hours. Now, in the memo that I received from the city, it states that they're paid $11 an hour instead of time and a half like the police department. They doubled it up. So 11 and 11 is 22. Pretty certain. But on January 20th, 2022, I fully requested all billing contracts for the haunted house and the fire department service rendered for the past 3 years. So right here, I get an invoice. It says pay receivable, Commissioner Ballinger. Invoice authorized by Commissioner Ballinger. The pay rate's $26 an hour. So this memo that I got from this Darren Gerdler, at the bottom it says, if you have any additional questions or would like me to research or expand on any of these matters further, please do not hesitate to let me know. It states right in here in his memo, to me, a concerned citizen, how it's the formula that they come up with. They're saying we're going to pay them at $22 an hour. That come right from the city. But this invoice says 26. Now this billing over here, 12 hours on the first day, it only shows 4. I had a question on why is people turning in 8 and 10 hours on a 4-hour deal? Well, because we doubled it up. But the math don't work out over here. There's all kinds of time missing. My question is, who paid this time? Since the chamber didn't pay it, did the city pay this? You guys all have fiduciary responsibilities as commissioners. Look into things. It says right in your ordinances that you have the duty or the job to audit departments. Who's auditing this stuff? Now, I went and talked to a couple commissioners, past commissioners, for health and safety, and they stated to me, even though I didn't really want to, I did. I said, if you was a commissioner over that department, why didn't you draw a wage? Both of them responded, basically, that the city had asked them to step down. So I could sit up here all day and read all your ordinances that you guys all follow. And it states right in there, and I could recite the number, go look it up, it ain't that hard. You guys know it too. You as commissioners act as agents of the council only. You can be described more duties, other departments, and no further pay. What it appears to me is that you have a commissioner that wasn't on the fire department, got elected, inserted himself on the department, and drawing a lot of money. That's conflict of interest if you ever seen it. I think so, and so do a lot of other people. Now, I don't go to the coffee shops, and I don't go and sit and talk. I ask questions. But the city's got a responsibility, and the city's got a duty. One of them sitting right back here, the new city administrator you got. Not putting him down, I'm not knocking him. But when you ask for FOIA request, all it is for documents. What somebody does with them shouldn't matter. But it sure looks like to me, and I've got all the proof, box of it. You ask for something, they don't have it. You ask for it again, oh, you get a little bit. You ask for it again, you get a little bit more. It's not right. You guys have a responsibility. Are you rubber stamping everything as it goes through? Or are you doing your job and looking into it? Because it appears to me, anybody that I've ever worked for, anybody, if I went to that gas pump and did it, I'd have to answer for it. There's three things: accountability, truthfulness, and trustworthiness is what you folks should have. I ain't getting a whole lot of it. Now, there's a lot of people that are sitting back on the sidelines watching this, just to see how you're going to do. But I'll go back again. I started this over 3 years ago, just watching. It ain't hard. I said, now bring it to the table and see what happens. It appears to me that every single one of you is sweeping it under the rug. And there's a lot of it, a lot. If I had all the documents, which the city doesn't want me to have, wouldn't be hard to prove. Now, to go back, Commissioner Wise, all you got to do is look at the records of how many times he drove that vehicle, 9053. All should be on file. Why is a commissioner coming up there just fueling one vehicle all the time? Writing's on the wall.
Well, I gave you the answer that I gave you because I had one piece of information at that particular time, and that's what I commented on. And after that, you know, I have to just look at everything. And.
But what I'm saying is that boat wasn't picked up that day, and the documents are right in here to prove that. Picked up on September the 12th. What vehicle did you put fuel in on September the 12th? It shows that you got 18, I think, 0.4 or 0.9, I could look it up, but 18 gallons of fuel on September the 12th that morning that you went and got the boat. What vehicle did it go in? Just remember, you stated, come up here, you guys got the questions, or you guys got the answers for anybody that's got questions. You don't want to hear it on the street. I'll bring it right here.
And I'm glad that you do.
And I've asked a lot of questions. You don't get no answers.
I give you answers that I can answer at this point.
I asked questions last meeting. Not one answer. But it sure don't look good. A commissioner inserting himself into the department and then drawing wages. Now, I pulled financial records on every one of you to be fair. Not just single somebody out. I want to see how it's done. Not one of you is drawing time on your department or any other. I know for a fact, Commissioner Buchanan, if you have a concern, comes out and deals with it. He might not like it, but he does. Do you turn in time for that?
No.
Okay. I've looked at your records and you haven't. Mayor Srulich, I know for a fact, one night about 8 or 9 o'clock, you come and covered up a manhole. I never seen you turn time in for it. I looked at your record, too. Commissioner Ballinger, why do you turn in all this time? Cass got your tongue. That's all I got. And I'm not going to go away. I'm going to keep looking into it. But you guys need to investigate this. Have it investigated. There's a problem.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you. I hope I answered the way I could.
We'll move down. How's things going out at the hospital, Paul?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I'm glad to report that this wave of the COVID-19 virus is put to bed, and the Omicron is almost gone. The positivity rate is very low, and it's starting to feel very normal. It was really nice to experience a normal snowstorm last week, and that felt good. We all reminded us that we're all in this together. So let's just hope there's not a new virus in the next few months. But our employees are all healthy again, and so you know, we're ready for the. Don't forget that it's still flu season, so we still had to distance a little bit and do all the things you should have done before there was ever a COVID-19 to take care of yourselves. But let's all get back to preventive medicine. Come, go back and see your doctor. A lot of people had some illnesses because they put off seeing their doctor, doing the diagnostic tests and everything. So we got to get back to the normal preventative medicine. But in general, I'm really happy to report that operations are normal again.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Streets and public improvement.
Well, as everybody knows, we had our first major storm we've had in a while. I just want to thank the street department and water department. Everybody worked together. Did a heck of a good job. I know back when I was working, it was usually late in the afternoon or evening before they always got plowed, and they were in them about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So they got in good and early with the extra help now with the water department. Really speeded things up. Had very few complaints. I just want to remind people, though, we have these emergency snow routes, and you're supposed to remove your vehicles after 2-inch snow, or you could possibly be towed. As far as I understand, we haven't towed any this time, but we did have some violators, but, we'll take care of them, we're not too worried about this time. We'll, see how it goes next time. I want to thank Jason France, too, State Farm agent here around town. He had put a thing on Facebook that any snowplow driver or any EMS or anybody that was out working through the storms to swing by Dairy Queen and is either have a Coke, coffee, or a meal on him. So I thought that was pretty nice of him. Can't think of anything else right now, but just thank the guys and ladies for the job they did cleaning the streets. And hopefully we won't have another big one like that again this year.
Kenny, I'm not sure whose responsibility it is, but that over by the YMCA, which has a lot of traffic during the day, that sidewalk on that one side is not been scooped or anything. Who really is responsible
that
for
is,
it?
I
talking
believe.
From Jefferson Street all the way down to Van Buren.
As far as I understand, that's the property owners, which is, I guess, the timber. That is Smith, and then the YMCA. It'd just be like your home. You're responsible for doing, taking care of your home.
Smith died.
His wife's still alive, though, and they'd be in state, I'm sure.
You're saying that they should be responsible to claim
that's
that?
Their property, as far as I understand.
But there's a lot of kids walking in, and I think in the meantime.
But there's a lot of properties.
It needs to be cleaned.
There's a lot of places around town that need it, too, but we can't be doing it on sidewalks. So, but that's, like I said, that's the landowner. So, yep.
We'll look into it, Tom. We'll look into it.
Thank you, Roger. Mr. Mayor.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Thank you. Public property.
I got a few things. As usual, we have a electric motor that's on the lime mixing part of the water claricone. It went out, and it's like anything else, it's hard to find parts and getting stuff shipped in and trying to locate, but they did locate one. It will be in the morning. They're going to go at 7 o'clock, pick the motor up, and Kelly Kinder will get it installed as soon as he can get it here and get it in there. Some people have been concerned with the rust. It is just rusty water. It's because it's not getting all that iron out of it because we can't mix the lime as well as we should for the blanket. But that should be gone in just a day or two once we can get everything going back and mixing. And then the old motor, we found parts for it so we can go ahead and put new brushes and work it over. Then we'll have a spare that's on the shelf in case something like this happens again. We are going to work on, like last time we were talking about, doing the lime silo and getting some new equipment in there, getting that all updated, getting new things in it. But that was one of the reasons we're seeing rust, and we've had a few phone calls at the office and with Lloyd and them because it is rusty again and filling up some filters. So I'm sorry for the inconvenience, and we will have it fixed as soon as we can get it here and get it in there and get it working. But it's just finding parts and getting stuff shipped and getting it back in here has really been a chore. And it was hard to get this motor. But they have got it, located it, and they'll pick it up first thing in the morning. So got that. And then the rest is just, like Kenny says, the guys have been out going at it, getting rid of the snow. I know there was some breakdowns in some equipment. It kind of, you know, the stuff that we use up on the square, the smaller, we had a couple of things there that kind of broke down, so we didn't get quite as much as they wanted to, but they went up and scooped it by hand. There was a couple of businesses that, you know, needed it out of the way, and the guys got up there and got it off there. And I want to commend Kenny for getting everybody together and getting everything done the way he should have. And so I think everybody did a really good job with it. So
one quick thing too about the square, the guys will be starting, they started today, start hauling off the snow piles up around the square, one block off.
Oh.
And city lots.
Okay.
So that's all I have.
Okay. Health and safety.
Ben, you have anything?
I don't believe so.
I have nothing.
Okay. Accounts and finance. Tom, you got something?
No, I don't have anything today.
All right. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the brush grinding?
Yeah. Motion to approve the brush grinding, $13,600, and leaf disposal, $16,000. For the yard waste facility from R&R Services of Illinois, Inc., for a total amount of $29,600.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Any discussion on it?
Yeah, this is our annual grinding of our brush and stuff. I still, you know, Steve's done some checking into it, but I'd still like to go see what we can do if we go any further with that, Steve, and see if we can't find some place we can burn this stuff and get a permit. We're spending a lot of money on this grinding. I think we could, once again, I could say I think we could pay for some ground fairly cheap. So just something I'd like to maybe look into a little further. I know Johnny, you said something about one time, but you had talked with the county. And
the county was agreeable to putting something out there to where we could take, maybe do something out there. And so it'd just be a matter of talking and getting the correct permits, the things, because most of the smaller towns around us do just that. They pile it, they burn it, and they do it like once a month or once a week, and it's been working out. So I know that they can be done, and it would sure save quite a bit, because twice a year having to have this ground, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And I'll get with you if you name the way we can get over and talk to somebody.
Okay.
See what we can do.
Guys, if I could interject a little bit, just because it's coming up, as Kenny said, I've got as far as getting to the EPA. And regardless of what other towns are doing, the official that I spoke to over there, especially with the current new administration from Washington on back, getting a permit to burn is not a guarantee or an assurance. And just because others are doing it, it doesn't mean that it's legal or okay. And really, I couldn't even get a commitment from the EPA, because you have to go through a permit process. And to do the permitting, you're going to have to go through an engineering process, because I think I've showed Kenny the forms. There are things that has to be calculated with their parts per million of the pollution created, and there's all kinds of rigmarole. But the bottom line is, one complaint from one citizen, and they will pull your permit if they issue it. So if you go out and you spend any amount of money on ground, and you can't permit to burn it, there you are. So that's where we are. It's not like this hasn't been investigated or looked at, but those are just the facts. And whatever you guys want to do, give me direction and I'll pursue it. But you need to know, one complaint on an EPA-issued permit, and they will pull the permit, and that will be the end. That's where it's at. It didn't get not looked at. It didn't get not investigated. We took it as far as we could go, and I thought I'd conveyed that, but that's the stopping point. So it's up to you guys. You just need to tell me what you want to do.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. The audience, you hear what Steve's saying, okay? We're still having trouble with our audio, but I'll make sure you understand what he's trying to tell us. Okay. Thanks, Steve. Any other discussion on this?
No.
Mayor, I have one question for John.
Okay.
Yes.
You stated that twice a year that that got ground. Billings twice a year.
Right? Yes, sir. The last couple of years, we've had to do it twice.
You have? I live right next door to it. And they do it every March, end of March.
Well, I think we did it twice last year, didn't we?
I was thinking we had to.
Yeah, we did it. I thought we did it twice last year. Steve, did we do that twice last year?
I thought we got it done in the spring, but I can't 100% guarantee that without going back to the invoices. But I know we got it done later into the fall because we had some issues needing to get stuff out of the way before the leaf pickup began.
Yeah, I think we did do it twice.
Without pulling invoices, I can't be sure that it happened twice last year.
But years in the past, we have.
24th or 26th of March is when they started.
Okay.
But that pile sat down there till the middle of the summer, and they hauled it off gradually.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to do better at getting it out of there.
I'm not complaining.
No, I know that. I know that. But I know in the past we've had to do it twice in a year because it just had so much storm damage and everything else that we've had to get rid of it twice.
Sure.
And that's a lot of money. And it's just something we need to. And he's right. You know, we have to follow all the procedures and we'd have to find out for sure. But we're just looking at something that's a little less costly. And Steve knows. But yeah, but I do know in the past we've done it a couple times. I thought we'd done it twice last year. But yeah. Thank you.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Next is the purchase of the base radio equipment for the police department.
Motion to approve the purchase of base radio equipment for the police department from Motorola in the amount of $24,123.69. And that's the city of Clinton's 45% share per the CENTCOM intergovernmental agreement.
I'd make that motion.
Motion's been made. Have a second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. That's all our business for this evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Night, guys.
Night.
Night, everybody.
Thank you, guys.